What up, fam? It's your Nubian Scribe. I hope that you're enjoying this podcast, and if so, why not spread the word about it via your social media platforms so others can listen too? You can also find me on Instagram, where there is a link to my books on Amazon. My IG account is Nubian_Scribe. Now, fam, let's get into this week's episode. Who knew that S was worth billions? Yeah, that's right. S-H-I-T. Well, most of the Western world did. In Haiti, the Black Mecca, they had plenty of it. Oddly enough, a former president is reported calling Haiti and other African countries S-hole countries. Well, after hearing this episode, you'll learn that Haiti had a lot of viable S in its midst. But that doesn't mean that it is or that it was ever a S-hole country. You see, back in the 1800s, the mid-1800s, the U.S. began what they call mining bird droppings in Haiti. That's right, bird, S-H-I-T. But in actuality, they were stealing it from an island that belonged to Haiti. That island was Navassa, N-A-V-A-S-S-A. And the bird droppings, the Euros referred to them as white gold. Hell, I just don't know why they didn't call it black gold, since they were stealing it from a black country. I'm just saying. The S is really called guano, G-U-A-N-O, and it's a highly nutrient-rich fertilizer that's used to help grow crops. And the Germans, they developed artificial fertilizer back in 1913, and that made guano not so desirable to the Euros. Why shovel S and ship it back home when you can make it for less? Hell, in the hood, we call that M-O-B. Nah, not money over bees, like B-I-T-C-H's, but money over bird droppings. So, how did the Americans come to discover guano in Haiti? And most importantly, how in the hell did they come to steal an island that belonged to another country? Well, what had happened was, the U.S. passed a law called the Guano Islands Act of 1856, which gave U.S. companies the right to search for guano with the assurance that the U.S. government would protect their claims. You see, the only other place where guano was found in mass was in Peru. And the English, they had that S on lock. Gotta say, like slavery and the exploitation of slavery, the British, they know how to exploit the crap out of mess. And yes, pun intended. So, I know that you're asking, or should be asking, did the U.S. give back Navassa? Hell no. In fact, in 1930, its own State Department acknowledged that Navassa belonged to Haiti. Now, you can reach that yourself. And what's even sadder is that after the U.S. acknowledged that fact, they still held on to Navassa. Yep, they ain't giving it back. Even though they have returned approximately 70 other islands to their rightful owners. It's estimated that they kept approximately 7. And yes, Navassa is one of them. So what gives? The U.S. didn't want a black Mecca nowhere near its shores. You see, in 1804, Haiti fought and freed itself from slavery. It wasn't a fight for independence per se. Keep it 100, it was a fight to get out of human bondage. You see, a people cannot fight for independence if the people are in bondage by a system that enslaved them. But a freed people can push back against that system if they have the potential to exert power and control over their own resources. Take the U.S., for instance. Its people were free, when they fought against the British for their independence. And as a result, they had the potential to exert power and control over their own resources. And other countries took note of that fact. When the U.S. came looking for loans to help support their fight against the British, that allowed the U.S. to employ their citizens, trade with other countries, and feed their own people during that time period. Unlike Haiti, after Haiti successfully freed itself from slavery, Haiti found it very difficult, if not impossible, to trade with other countries, which affected its ability to employ and feed its people. And to add insult to injury, France, who enslaved the Haitians, forced Haiti to pay it 150 million francs as, wait for it, reparations. Ain't that some S? They had to pay to free themselves out of bondage. To show how foul France was, it sold Louisiana to the United States for just 30 million francs a year earlier. That's five times less than what Haiti had to pay to free themselves. To put that into perspective, that would be like the U.S. making Japanese Americans who were rounded up, relocated, and placed in concentration camps during World War II pay for freeing themselves from captivity if, by the way, they had attempted to do so and succeeded. That couldn't happen today to us. But can it? You better think twice or even five times. Don't get it twisted. If the U.S. did that to people who were born and raised here, like we were, you better believe that they won't think twice to do that to us. If they got into a war with an African state that was powerful. And here's another thing to think about. They didn't think twice about separating immigrant children from their parents while they were migrating here to the United States. They put those children alone in cages like they were pets. So they did the same thing to the Japanese Americans. They did the same thing to the Native Americans. And it did the same thing to, they didn't do that to us because we were property that they grabbed from Africa. So I guess we weren't considered human beings. But I guess you get the point that now that we driving cars and nice jobs, and bank account, they can take that away just like they did the Japanese Americans. So, hey. These Haitians, I don't know how they doing it, but let's keep them in prayer. In 1804, they had no national treasury. So how did they get the money to pay France's extortion price? They got it from the United States, aka Uncle Sam, aka Uncle Sammy. And wait for it, they got it from France. Yep. France was dumping all kinds of S on Haiti, which the U.S. was glad to scoop up. They did it in 1804 by loaning Haiti money, and again in 1856 by scooping up all that S on the Vassal. Now, during slavery and afterwards, Haiti, rich agricultural lands, had lots of agriculture products, but it can only sell it to the United States to pay off his loans. And tell you what, that's kind of jacked up, because the United States, they were paying less than market value for those products. And because the United States was paying less than market value, Haiti didn't pay off its loan to the United States to 1947. Crazy as hell, but that's just the way it be. Now, the current value of the money that France got from Haiti and the United States got from Haiti in today's dollars, $20 billion, billions with a B. Just think about how prosperous and wealthy Haiti could have been had their agricultural crops been sold at a higher price or a fair price. It could have educated its citizens, provided jobs, grew their economy, so it could be able to sustain itself. What's even sadder is that it is estimated at today's dollars that the guano that was mined from Navassa was worth approximately $2 billion. Yep, billions with a B. That's a crime shame. Literally, a crime shame. If, as that former president believes is true, that Haiti is an asshole country, then why hold on to it? That's a legitimate question. And U.S., I want to know the answer. It's been close to 160 years since that law was passed, and 90 years since you've acknowledged that Navassa belongs to Haiti. Give Navassa back, or fork over the $2 billion that you made from scooping up all that S off of it. Haiti can certainly use it, and you know it. And that's why Haiti is in the state and condition that it is now, because of S like that. Haiti, the first enslaved nation to gain its freedom and from bondage, could have been a model for other slave nations on how to govern and achieve economic prosperity. But I guess that was the point or the goal of the Euros, to put Haiti in an economic chokehold to keep it from achieving economic independence and enjoying political stability. Bravo. Bravo. You succeeded. Now what? As the late Colin Powell famously said, you break it, you fix it. So Euros, it's time to fix what you broke. Just like you did when you broke Germany and Japan after or during World War II. Is the reason why you won't fix Haiti is because you are still living in the past and can't get over the fact that one got away? Well, sirs and ma'ams, come on, fam. Men aren't the only ones running these Western countries. Let's send them a message. Hashtag let Haiti breathe. They can't breathe because Haiti paid off France and Uncle Sammy. It had to get another loan from the Euros to dig itself out of the mess that the Euros initially put them in when they freed themselves. The terms of the subsequent loan that Haiti was forced to agree to, man, that was a death blow to its economy. Remember, I told you that Haiti was an agriculturally rich country. In order for Haiti to get that loan to sustain itself, it had to agree to let the Euros import their agricultural goods into Haiti. And they had to agree to lower the taxes, or tariffs as they are called, on foreign goods coming into their own country. That resulted in cheaper goods coming into Haiti, which made it difficult for Haitian businesses and Haitian farmers to compete with foreign companies. And on top of that, the Euros are flooding Haiti with what they call food aid, which they are giving away for free. There is no way that Haitian farmers or Haitian businesses or any business anywhere can compete with governments or nonprofits giving away things that they make and grow. Hell, Haiti wouldn't need the food aid if the Euros hadn't put them in the situation that they're in now. And since the Euros made sure that Haiti doesn't or couldn't sell anything substantive when they freed themselves, now Haiti is forever dependent on them for their very survival. Fam, I hope that you see and understand that there is an entire system which is kneeing on Hades' neck, and which has his hands tightly squeezed around Hades' national treasure. As I said earlier, a people cannot fight for independence if the people are in bondage by a system that enslaved them. But a people can push back against that system if they have the potential to exert power and control over their own resources. As is clear, Haiti may never break free of the system that once enslaved them, because it does not have the potential to exert power and control over its own resources. So, my Nubian brothers and sisters, when you hear the Euros bash Haiti, don't believe the hype, nor the images that you see on TV. Read and digest what Haiti never became and why they never became the black Mecca that the Euros were so afraid that it could become. Read and digest why, and most importantly, how those systems, these same systems, are still in place today, which are forcing hordes of Haitians to flee their homeland for a better life in another country. As Michael Jackson said in the song, "They Don't Care About Us," some things in life, they just don't want to see. Haiti, the Euros, they may not care about you, but hey, believe your brothers and sisters all over this world. We do. One love.